Fine Freya is not affiliated in any way with OkCupid or any other dating service. It is intended solely for critique and satire. If you find real wisdom or advice here, well, that's just a coincidence, baby. And now, it's time to get cozy.
Happy Freya's Day, and welcome again to Find Freya, the podcast that turns online dating into a role-playing game. I'm Mark.
And I'm Natasha.
And, hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
You're doing. Good.
How are you doing?
I'm also doing. I am currently in the act of doing. yeah, I think first things first, we did want to message that guy from last week who just said, "Hi, are you normal?" and just say, "Nope."
Like a gradual, like, as if we're announcing something, like, "Nope, we're not." Winners for tonight.
So there goes that. And we're going to promptly delete that message. do you want to do questions first, or,
we always do messages first.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we don't.
No.
Not always. Okay, so.
But that next question does excite me.
First of all, I filtered out, yes and sup and hi ones, so we have a good deal less to go through, but, hopefully they have some substance in them. We've got... Well, no. hey, what's up? You seem like someone cool and interesting. What do you do for fun in your free time?
Punctuation is fun.
I use punctuation in my free time. Delete that.
My first successful online dating story was from this girl who sent me the message, quote, "I really want to S your D," unquote. There was no picture, so I assumed really unattractive or guy, but I went with it. Turns out she was the daughter of a woman I knew quite well because she worked for my film program, and she did S a good D for a girl in a lesbian relationship at the time.
Again, why do you send these messages?
Hey, I'm an asshole.
Right.
FYI. I guess that's good for sorting through who is and who is not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, thanks for wearing that on your sleeve, I guess.
Also, can we just say, you can say suck your dick.
Yeah.
Like, what? Are you an adult? Can you not say those words?
I don't know if he is an adult, based on the content of his message. Also, what is he embracing in his picture here? Still unclear.
Looks kind of like a gun fucked a cheetah.
Or maybe like a bow from like a bone arrow set.
No, but there's like definitely a cheetah pattern in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Still unclear.
Jury's out on that one. So, yeah, you can say suck a dick. That's what we're taking from this message.
Yeah, but also like, suck, hey, bro, I totally dick. Got blown by a lesbian. It was dope. Aren't you attracted to me now?
Yeah.
We've got...
This is really giving me a different view of humanity.
Hi there. Don't know if I'm willing to share a story just yet, but I do love me some synthwave and coldwave and electro and various crossovers and slackline walking. Do you climb by any chance? How would you feel about chatting for a bit and seeing if anything clicks? And if we could catch a live show, some random art thing, or a pint at, or a pint or three at your favorite pub/dive bar? How about catching a live show at blank or blank... or maybe some off-mutech thing. Don't know what that is. We could also do the standards. Dinner date at a ramen bar. I'm open to suggestions, of course. Oh, placido? Blank.
A ramen bar is standard?
Maybe.
I've never been to a ramen bar. There are ramen bars? where they just serve ramen?
I mean, I've been to pho restaurants, but...
What that means?
No, I know that there are ramen bars, but I've never been to one. I don't know if there are any around here. But see, that's an example, though, I think of a good message. You know, it says you read my profile, you have some specific ideas of places you'd like to go, and it's friendly and not, like,
creepy, yeah, or suggestive. Now I really want to look up cold wave. Are you familiar with that term?
Yeah.
I probably do. Just, like, I feel like electronica has way too many, like, classifications.
Said the metalhead.
No, but you know, like, what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in metal, it's like, yeah, it's a little bit ridiculous. But, like, electronica, you're just like, well, I didn't know that was a thing.
Right.
You have, like, subcategories.
And a lot of it is just, like, a word you've never heard before, and suddenly there's a huge community behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know a lot of that. But, no, this guy seems kind of cool. Cool enough to message back? And reveal our hand?
We need a legitimately, like, fuck, that was awesome response to warrant a reply from the oh-so-lofty, no one knows about us podcast.
Well, I kind of feel like we should have responded
to some
realistically
people.
To some people. Like, the guy who did the, what TV show would you be in, and...
That was a very good question, though, yeah. And I still... Doctor Who was still my answer for that. Right. We'll think about it. Let's move on.
Yeah, keep that one around. That is a good example of an opening message, though, yeah. I think.
See, you learned something today.
Oh, now we've got a wall of text here.
Okay. Ill bite. You intrigue me. You look smart, kind of geeky... Which is a plus for me.
W-I-T-C-H. Do you,
like, which? Yeah. And you're cute as hell. I'll tell you about myself. I'm a wounded army vet. Nothing apparent, but enough to get medically released in 1 year. I'm very strong-willed. My friend consider me very manly. Well, on today's SETI standard... I am
society's standard.
I know, yeah, but that's how it's read. I am the perfect balance of a good and bad guy. I didn't know that was a thing, but yin and yang. I can never wrong, R-O-N-G, or hurt a woman. I am both extreme of the social spectrum. I like to see that my actions are appreciated, and I love to cook for those I like. What I'm looking for in a relationship is a partner to share the road with wherever the road takes us. The journey is as appealing as the end game, but I first need a friend to know that I can be safe and make her feel safe. A partner which I can trust at, and oh boy, and that make me grow. Now here, what I'm looking for in a girl, I need someone who will laugh at my dad joke.
His one dad joke.
A girl that is loyal. I'm not looking for a princess, but I want the girl next door that want to be my queen. A woman that will appreciate the time and effort I put for spoiling here, just online. Even though we both know she deserve it, someone that won't judge my kid and geek side. All right, you can judge, but don't laugh. And a girl that understand that the value of both player increase the value of the team. I hope by now I have at least picked your picked your curiosity and will be deserving of a reply. In any case, I will await it. P.S. And the story, first date, 22-year-old, after sex, she told me to love me.
There's a lot to unpack
there. Oh, man. And I don't know if I really want to, is the thing. I just felt like I was reading words.
Yeah, kind of word salad
and
there.
And not, like, getting a whole lot out of it.
Well, I did get the idea that, like, he's looking for a life partner, and that's not Freya's jam.
I did.
I don't think she'll respond.
No, and I was also trying just to, like, in my head, I'm like, when is this sentence going to end?
Yeah. Yeah.
I need a drink of water after that.
Right. It seems like his heart's in the right place, but, you know, he comes off as kind of too forward and too serious.
Yeah, like, that's such a, like, if someone, as I've said before, if you just went up to someone and said this, like, what
right.
do you think they would respond as? And to me, I'd just be like, okay, see ya. That was a lot.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Just because it was so, like...
verbose.
Like, and... just, like, we need to end this. Like, we need to work on structure.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was just... it wasn't even paragraph breaks. It was just, like, a wall of words.
Hmm. Hello, how's it going, smiley face? Pizza or sushis? Red or white wine? Dark or milk chocolate? Smiley face.
That's not
both and both.
I'm not terribly fond of milk chocolate, though. It's a bit too sweet for me now.
Yeah, I'll eat it.
I won't refuse it, but it's not my first pick.
Right.
Dark all the way, like my soul.
Yeah, like, heart. I generally prefer red to white, but I have been gaining a taste for
white
wines.
Girl, you need to get on your rosé game. What up?
I like rosés.
Yeah,
but I just don't
you need to
necessarily
them
prefer them. And yeah, pizza and sushi, like them
also,
both.
Also, but like, count for a moment. Why are we comparing pizza and sushi? Those are like the least comparable things I can think of, like, on the food spectrum at this moment in time.
Yeah.
Like...
yeah, like, how are those opposites,
really? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is... This seems like a stock message. Like, I send this to everybody as a conversation prompt.
We both probably know there's conversation generators.
Yeah, I mean, online. I bet he gets responses from this.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure all of these people get responses
from this. But also, he's 0% match and 77% enemy. So
that's an automatic delete.
Yeah.
Well, we said before, if it wasn't, like, more of a match than an enemy, we wouldn't even bother with it.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, how are you? And you are absolutely gorgeous, by the way?
Not sure about that one. Okay, well, let us know when you decide. You are wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate
it. Thanks, man. You 0% match and 11% enemy. Yeah.
Not a whole lot of either.
Got a couple. That's MMH.
I'm having a bad poop.
Got a couple. Three to four girls tried to scam me. Maybe I look a little naive. But every time I have a good conversation going and the other person disappeared without telling me why, at least think about the next person that will have to go through the same thing because nobody told me I shouldn't do X, Y. Wink. Enchanté. I'm blank. Smiley face. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for...
Telling us
you're easy to scam?
Are you interested in this? Buying this product? Get 10% free now when you buy three or more.
I mean, he's... like, technically, he's asking us to catfish him.
Yeah.
We're not going to, though.
Because we're decent human beings.
In theory.
In theory. Also, more percent enemy than match, so.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? We're getting more selective. I wonder if there's a point where we're just going to stop getting messages.
As long as we keep moving to new cities, I think we'll still get them. Because people in your region see when you've answered a new question, so we get a lot more views as we record this show. So, we've got...
Question time!
Yeah.
Not as in whips and chains, but in general, do you prefer your partner to be dominant, submissive, or balanced?
Why not whips and chains?
Yeah, why? We're King Positive here, and we don't approve of this question. Which is weird to
say. I think it generally means as in, like, attitude.
Like, you prefer someone to, like, initiate versus not?
Yeah, or just kind of, you know, there's...
Because dominant and submissive are, like, BDSM terms.
Yeah.
So, like...
Looking for a slave?
Yeah. Well, like, not just that, but, like, if you're saying not as in whips and chains and then use the word dominant submissive, it's like, but whips and chains, you know?
But
like, you see where I'm going with that?
We're kind of splitting hairs here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've gone on and on about kinks on this show, so I think we can just answer this one.
Yeah, I think she's balanced. Although, actually, I kind of want to say she's submissive just because she's so relaxed that she wouldn't put the effort into,
like, yeah, but taking it's do control. You prefer your partner to be
okay, so then
balanced, I think.
Balanced.
And she'll accept any, I think. I don't think she cares. Would you allow your partner to kiss you after performing oral sex on you? Allow? I enjoy it. Yes? No? It depends.
Only on the bum.
This, I think, is a disproportionate question, depending on gender. Because, I mean, you know, with guys, there's a bit more residue going on.
Wait, you're saying that having cum in a woman's mouth isn't, like, a bit more residue?
No, that's what I am saying.
Oh, okay. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Because if, like, you're going down on a woman, like, unless she's, like, a sprinkler down there, like, there's not, like, much to, like... Like, you can usually just wipe your hand off and then go for a kiss and it's fine, right?
Yeah.
But, like, if you've got a bunch of cum in your mouth, I don't think someone would enjoy a cum kiss.
Called snowballing.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. And
I'm sure.
And I only know that because a friend of mine in college actually said that he got that accidentally from a girl without, like, his permission. She just kind of, like, came up and kissed him. And he's like, whoa, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too fond of that either.
Yeah,
but obviously, I will not shame that. I'm sure it's fine for many
people. Oh, yeah. I'm sure some people enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, no judgment
to
each
here. Their own.
I personally, no. You don't care because you don't, like, have the same stuff as I do.
I've got different genitals.
Yeah. Which you love me with.
Which we love each other with.
Yes. Love someone with your genitals, people.
It's good for your health.
Okay, good night. We're not signing off yet. Yeah, I think she would say yes. I don't know if she would enjoy it, per se.
Okay, but, like, does this imply that, like you have, like... For example, cum in your mouth when you're performing this specific act, or just, like, say you, like, spat it out or swallowed or, like,
well,
whatever,
think,
cleaned up. And...
I mean, I think it depends on... I would say it's directly after. That's probably the implication.
Okay, but if you swallow cum, then, like, what's the big deal, in my opinion?
I mean, there's still...
I know there's, like, the taste and stuff, but,
yeah.
Like, I don't think...
It's mostly the smell. I do not envy anyone who does this.
You mean you don't envy people who suck dick?
Yeah, really. I mean, some people enjoy it, I'm sure. I just... To completion.
It's I mean, it's the end part that's not...
Yeah.
Like,
that's
no.
That's what I'm referring to.
Well, I mean, some people just want to eat that shit everywhere. Like,
I have never met anyone who's that enthusiastic about it, but I guess.
I've heard stories and stuff.
I don't need to
Don't need to know. It's fine. Anyway, I think she'd be fine.
Yeah, I think she'd say yes, but not so much like, yes!
Yeah,
like, give it to me.
Like, sure, whatever.
She'll accept any, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think she really cares. Is a welfare system a good idea, or does taxing for it just take money away from hardworking people who earned it? Welfare is mostly good, welfare is mostly bad. This is a very weighted question.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't say the benefits, it only says the negatives for it.
It's completely biased toward, like, people who work. It doesn't take into account, like, why someone's on welfare.
Right.
So... It's kind of an asshole question, like, from my perspective, like, coming from, like, being raised by a mother who was, like, in poverty. Like, it's not like she chose it.
And I'm just going to write in the explanation field, this is a biased question.
Yeah, so, like, it doesn't, like, it's not taking away, this is perspective is basically saying, like, I want to keep all my money and not help other people. And it's like, when you help other people, everyone benefits.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like an, yeah, it's an asshole perspective. Like, I'm not saying the system itself is, like, flawless, because it's far from it. It depends where you live, too. Right. Like, even in Canada, it's still kind of, like, messed up, just because, like, it doesn't always help people the way it needs to.
Is the NDP pushing for a living wage? Or, like,
I would assume so.
Yeah, I'm...
That's always been part of their platform.
Sort of, like... minimum income for everybody, regardless of...
Oh, no, that's on Ontario Project.
Oh, okay.
They're testing... They're doing a pilot right now to see if it works.
They're doing a pilot episode? They're filming it.
They're doing a pilot study. We use that word, too, in academics. You don't own it. So I'm going to say... She would say mostly good.
Yeah. And I would agree with that.
Would you say this...
I don't think she'll accept mostly bad.
No. But, like, slightly relevant question. Is this site based in, the States?
Yeah.
Okay, so then probably many of these questions are coming from that perspective.
Yeah. I think they took the, when they were allowing for submitted questions, which I think they still do if you have A-list, I'm not sure. But I think back in the day, I might have even contributed a couple, but I wouldn't know what they are now. But I think they did take submissions from any user, so you're probably going to see ones from other countries, too.
Because a lot of these seem very, like, topical American issues. America-centric,
yeah. And how important is this to Freya?
I'd say this is pretty damn important.
Yeah.
Like, because it's kind of leaning towards discrimination, you know?
Right.
And that's just, that's a no.
All right. In the meantime, we've gotten a couple more messages.
Can't just decide what we're going to do arbitrarily.
Yeah, I can.
I guess you do have the mouse. Okay, new message. So I met this girl on Tinder, and we agreed to go on a date at the blank blank. The food there is the expensive end of vegetarian. I'm not veggie, but I was there for the dogs.
Oh, no, we can say that. It was a doggy cafe.
Oh, I thought that was like...
No, like a cafe with dogs at it.
Dogs, right. Yeah. I was there for the dogs. Total shit show. Dogs barking constantly. The food was awful, and my date hadn't brushed her teeth.
That sounds pretty awful.
It could be worse. Like, you could be kidnapped and raped and murdered.
Well, yeah, but you know what I always say, like, you could also be hit by a meteor.
Yeah.
Oh, that day could have been worse. I could have died. Perhaps not interesting
not
enough.
Not a standout. Yeah, I mean, standout. It sounds like one of those, like, yeah, it was a crappy night kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
It happened, but not like, holy shit.
Right.
Hello, lovely lady. How are you doing? You seem to be a fun, vibrant, charming, and sensuous beauty. What is your name? What are your favorite movies and hobbies? Smiley face. Online dating story. After several conversations online, a woman sent me nudes of herself. Not just one pic, but plenty, so I could see every angle of her body. Tongue stick out face. It is like giving the twist ending to a movie you intend to see at the movie theater. Tongue stick out face thing.
So, you want us to send you nudes?
Also, what is your name?
Well, it's not necessarily...
That's true.
But yeah, you're charming and sensuous beauty.
I wonder if he says that.
What does sensuous bring to mind for you?
Like a woman next to like a fountain eating grapes, like
so a bit of a hedonist. well somebody like a shirtless man
like
fans her with a giant feather.
Yeah. Like an ancient Greece kind of thing.
Sensuous.
Whether or not that happened or not in ancient Greece, we'll never know.
Yeah. Don't think that paints him in the best light, but 'cause it's not really an online dating story.
It's just like, as, this happened to me. People send me nudes.
Like, that can happen on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Ever gotten a dick pic before that you didn't want?
Can't say I have, but... thankfully.
I'm talking to the audience.
Well, the audience can't respond to you.
They will one day.
One day,
one day, yes. They will.
Next question. Which would you prefer your ideal match to be more into? Sports, books, music, or movies? There are a lot more things that you could prefer your ideal match to be into, but as a habit, I think musical tastes is probably the one I connect with people the most on.
Well, it's the one we connected over.
Yeah. But I mean, like, if we can't listen to the same music, then it's probably not going to work out. Like, I can watch movies on my own. I can, like, if you don't appreciate certain movies that I... you know, that I like, that's fine with me. I'm not going to be like, oh, you suck. How can you not like this? But I mean, as an activity, like, I listen to music around the house and just kind of like, well, I'm working and stuff. And if you were like, oh, turn that shit off, kind of be like, we got to talk. But I also, you know, I respect that there are things that I listen to that you don't, and vice versa. And that's not like, gonna cause a rift between us.
I think there are a few things, though, that I'd be like, why the fuck are you listening to that?
Like what?
I don't know. Like, I don't...
Like country? Don't,
like, well, yeah. I'd be like, unless it's like Johnny Cash-esque, I can live with that. But if it was just like, fucking love my tractor, yeah, I'd be like, get the fuck out of this house until you cleanse your palate.
Okay. So I know where your line is. Yeah, I think... What do you think Freya would be more into?
I would say music as well, yeah. She's a dancer.
Mm.
I can see her clubbing and stuff.
clubbing hippie.
Yeah. They have spots for those people.
Yeah, sure, I guess. No, she probably goes to raves.
Yeah. Oh, no, she's a total raver. Mm. We should... didn't we say she was into Witch House and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, total raver. Mm. Just, like, dark rave. Graver.
Graver. Nah, she's... I wouldn't say she's a graver.
Graver, no. She's not cool enough to be a graver? Okay.
No, just I don't see her in the cybergoth getup.
No, neither do I. No, that's a good point.
Can you see her with PVC in her hair?
No, I can't.
Okay, so...
Nor anywhere else on her body. I'd say anything. I don't think she cares too much.
Yeah, she's very accepting.
Getting high on a date sounds like fun, is not for me. I think for her it sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For her it's definitely sounds like fun. I feel like that's something you'd have to establish well beforehand, though. Like,
don't just get high and go on a, first date.
Yeah, and don't be, you know, at a cafe somewhere and just, like, whip out a blunt.
Yeah. Or just be like, want to drop acid?
If you don't know that about a person.
No, just get your needle kit out and be like,
something I do, just, you're gonna have to deal with that.
Yeah. Get your little vial of Coke.
Oh, something I just noticed is that our likes stopped at 2,000. Maybe that's, like, the max they allow.
We can't be liked more than 2,000 times.
Well, we've maxed out Freya. We've maxed out her stats. She gets a +1 to wisdom rolls.
I wouldn't say wisdom. I'd say charisma.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Nerds.
So we both push up our glasses.
Yes.
Answers you'll accept. I don't think she really cares.
No.
At all.
No. But yeah, it's not like a huge discussion topic,
I think it's more common sense than anything. Which is closest to reaction to foul language? It doesn't bother me at all. It's okay as long as it isn't every other word. It bothers me a little, or it bothers me a lot.
I feel like the first option should have been, it doesn't fucking bother me at all.
Yeah.
I think this is important for some people because there are more, puritanical views on this site. Though I feel like this site skews more liberal, but, not necessarily saying all liberals swear, but there are, certain types of people who are still pretty, like, conservative about swearing.
Oh, yeah, no, like, I'll be in random places and I'll just say cunt because I don't give a fuck. And, like, people have, like, physical reactions to that word, which I find very interesting because in, like, other countries it's, like, not a big deal. So it's, like, this weird, we as human beings, we've attached this weird, like, emotion to certain words. Like, different words make us feel different things, and I just find that very fascinating.
Yeah. And, I mean, obviously there are some words I won't say, just as, like, a culturally sensitive sort of thing. There are obviously, you know, slurs that still do a lot of damage these days. Even though, you know, I feel like we could do a lot better with that by just saying, like, yeah, those words don't hurt us anymore.
Well, but what's even worse, I think, is when you're in a, like, place where you're supposed to be talking about that stuff, and then someone silences you. Like, I told you about this, but I was in a class about higher education and, like, the problems in higher education and, like, talking about inclusivity. And, like, the teacher was flat out, like, let's agree to not say the N-word. And I was like, why? Like, we're talking about history here and, like, how, like, Black people have been oppressed. Like, we're not here to, like, make that a derogatory thing. We're here to just talk about something historically
relevant. If you're
saying
something in context, yeah. I mean, I think it's fine. Because you're talking about the word itself.
You're not referring to someone as that word.
Right, you're not, like, using it against somebody. I think a lot of people are still very sensitive to that, and in many cases, oversensitive to it. But, again, you know, I'm kind of in this position where, in today's social environment, I'm a straight white guy, so I'm not allowed to really say anything.
Yeah.
I can't really have these discussions without someone being like, well, said the straight white guy, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure what they want out of that. Like, do you want an ally or not?
Yeah.
You know? Because I am an ally. I want to make that clear. But I think that we should be able to talk about these things.
Like, we can't just start getting into, like, 1984 territory and, like, being like, you cannot say these, like, things.
And tone policing and things like that. I think it's more damaging than helpful. And a lot of the people who get offended by pretty much any possible way that you could construe a language, that's just more separation. That's more you know, oppression and censorship.
Yeah.
And I don't really think that's helpful at all. I think that compromise is the way to go, and I think there's a middle ground for everything.
Well, I mean, like, we could go on about, like, why people are getting so offended at things when we could just be rational and have a fucking conversation, for fuck's sake, for this fucking question about foul language.
Yeah. I think it doesn't bother Freya at all.
No.
I think we've said that she might have a bit of a trucker mouth, I think,
I think, yeah.
I think she'll accept the first two options, but not the it bothers me a little or a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's probably only a little important.
I think there are better things to be offended at if you are one of those people where, like, swearing does bother you. Like, get offended at something else.
Mm.
There are better things.
Yeah.
To spend your time and energy being offended by.
And we have gotten another message in the meantime. And I think it's from, I saw the little pop-up, and it was, I think I recognized
the
avatar.
Was it Hi, I'm Normal?
No, I think it was the guy who was like, haven't heard from you, had a good feeling.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I think he's trying again.
Oh, you are right.
Yeah. I read your profile, but the best trip is the one we could get together. Together! 3 exclamation points. Or maybe he just really likes that band. That's the 3 exclamation points.
Is there a band like that?
Yeah, I think they pronounce it Chick Chick Chick.
Chick, okay.
But well, it's 3 exclamation points. So maybe he wants to go see them with us. this guy's persistent, though.
Doesn't always work,
no.
Does it?
No, take a hint, buddy. I don't remember what his first message was to us, but he's sent us three now over like a month period, I think. So, not sure why he had a good feeling.
Take the hint. I don't know.
Yeah.
Would you consider being in a relationship with someone who's had homosexual sex? Yes, no, or I'm not sure, / depends how serious it was.
This is not a question for gay people, is it?
No, isn't it?
Or anyone who's bisexual or pansexual.
This sounds slightly homophobic.
This is a very
wonder why.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, this is a very heteronormative question.
Why the fuck does it matter? The question you should be asking is, like, did you have safe sex? Are you, like, clear of all STIs? Mm. Like, those, like, or did you have sex with a gay? Like, which one of these is important?
Yeah, and this is totally a guy thing, but you know most guys would be like, oh, you've had sex with girls before? That's hot.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, though. I have actually encountered women in my life who have been like, ugh, guys with other guys, that's so gross, and like wouldn't date them at all.
I've actually, in high school, I had a couple of friends who only watched gay male porn because it's the only thing they could get off to.
What, just because there were no women in it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose there's a logic to that. Like, you know, if you're a guy and you're watching, you know, heterosexual porn, there's a dick in there, and maybe that just bums you out. I mean, I guess the idea is you're supposed to pretend it's your own, but or you're really voyeuristic. But yeah, generally, I would think, you know, if you might not want to see the genitals you're not into loving each other.
I wouldn't say that's the case in porn always. No. But yeah, anyway, let's skip.
Or you know, doing it for a paycheck, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think she'll say yes, she'll accept yes. I think, do you think that's very important or somewhat?
Somewhat important. I don't see it coming up for her a lot.
Yeah, probably not.
With the people she hangs out with.
Receiving anal sex? I like it / I think I might like it. Or I don't like it / I don't think I would like it. No, it's okay in there. No middle ground there.
No, like, sometimes. If I'm in the mood.
I mean, honestly, I can't say that I don't like it, because I've never been on the receiving end.
No.
But, yeah, I don't think it. I mean, maybe I'd love it. I don't know. There's no middle ground here.
Hey, well, I'm going to find you a friend. A little butt friend.
A little butt friend? A little butt friend. What do you picture this being? Like a tiny little, like, flying butt? Like, sort of like a cherub, but a butt?
It has little wings and, like, a dick.
Hi, I'm your little butt friend.
I'm here to help you enjoy anal sex. You know how they have Clippy from Microsoft Word?
It looks like you're trying to do anal sex. Would you like some pointers? Yeah. It just pops into existence near your head.
Like troubleshooting sex.
Well, how would that help me enjoy receiving it? Does it have a penis?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Like, your flying butt cherub friend has a penis.
Okay, so it's a butt and a penis.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
This is a disturbing mental image. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like a mallet in a way.
No, it's kind of just like,
well, it's like if you hold it, it'd be like Thor's hammer, but made of flesh.
I mean, if you want your
fleshy Thor's hammer,
if you want your dick to be that big, then if you want your first anal sex experience to be with, like,
the
Thor's hammer of dicks, then by all means, Is that okay? Wait, no. So
my little butt friend is a fleshy Mjolnir.
If it's Thor's hammer, does that mean it just like into your butt, just like magnetized?
And no one can take it out except for Thor. Oh no!
So what happens?
So that's what Ragnarok's about.
So you
see it in theaters.
So you go to the ER and they're like, the fuck happened here? And you're like, I don't know, I can't get it out. And they're like, fuck, this is Thor's hammer, isn't it? No, this is Thor's dick hammer. And they're like, fuck, that's even worse.
I mean, I assume they could tell from sight, like they could tell it's a fleshy Mjolnir.
Like, how often do they deal with this then?
I would assume never, but, you know, you see something like that, you're like, what is that? I mean, you'd probably assume it's a sex toy at first.
Yeah, and then when they couldn't get it out.
Like, they'd have to cut it open.
Would it be like Alien, where if you try to, like, pull it out, it, like...
Oh, like the face hugger?
Yeah.
But it's a butt hugger?
Yeah. Hugs your butt.
Oh, man, that puts Alien in a totally new perspective. So, like, instead of it bursting through your chest, you just take a really big poop?
Oh, no, it still bursts through your chest, just through your butt.
Oh,
it just takes a different way. Yeah, it, like, spears you.
Reverse face hugger Mjolnir.
Yeah.
We're creating a whole mythology here.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Would Freya like anal sex?
Yeah, that took quite a turn from that original question. Probably.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, she's probably into it.
Explorative.
Yeah. And, you know, kink positive. Though
that's not kink.
It used to be, though.
It's not anymore.
It's so standard now that that it's no longer a kink, which is kind of weird.
Was it not like that back in the old days?
Back in my day? Yeah, I mean, it was still kind of a taboo subject. And now it's... Now you can't, you know, you can't walk down the street without seeing anal.
What streets are you walking down? Because they're not the same that I walk down.
They have all these red lights everywhere. I don't know what that means.
We should talk sometime.
And there's lots of people just standing in windows. It's weird.
Are they doing anything specifically or just, like, gazing nonchalantly?
Well, they really want your money.
Anyway, moving on. I'd say any of the above. This is a little important. Oh, I guess it is.
Yeah.
All right. Irrelevant. Mm. Irrelevant.
And again, this is one of those questions where I think people will search by this criteria.
Mm-hmm. I really want a girl who likes anal.
Could you date someone who needs a great deal of alone time? Yes or no? This is an interesting one, and I think it's kind of part of our own criteria, really.
I'd also say there needs to be a third option, which is depends, because if it's alone time that you're like, I need to go fulfill my kill criteria... And I'd be like, yeah, I get it. But if it's just, like, alone time, I want to go watch, like, The Bachelor for 5 hours, I'd be like, I have some questions here.
I need me days.
I also need me days.
I don't necessarily need a great deal of them, but...
I'm never alone.
But, you know, space is good. I think it's healthy in any relationship to give your partner, you know, a healthy amount of space and... And just, you know, not necessarily do every single thing together, or like you don't want to be too clingy in a relationship.
Not like the IKEA couple.
No, and we've explained the IKEA couple in a previous episode. I think so.
Okay.
In case we didn't, yeah, we just saw this couple in IKEA who were wrapped around each other
in like a way that didn't really make sense.
Yeah. I don't know how they were walking, but they were. Oh, yeah, we did, because we talked about the SkyTrain couple that you saw that wouldn't break their hand-holding to go through the gates.
Don't be like these people.
Yeah. So, I think Freya probably needs a great deal of alone time.
No, I think she's a social butterfly.
I think she is, but I think she likes... kind of retreating to meditate or
or
have like spiritual experiences.
But like this has a great deal of alone time, which in my mind is like I need to be alone like X number of days of the week.
I think she'll date someone who does because, you know, she's a bit flippant about that.
But I don't think it like she's like that. I think like she likes her alone time, but maybe just like for an evening or whatever, not just like. Like, I definitely think she's, like, a people person. Mm.
This is an opportunity to rant about I'm an introvert.
Oh, no. We're not getting into this. I'm so tired of explaining to people why introverts and extroverts don't exist. And I think I already did at some point.
Especially not as an identity.
I mean, if you want to make it your identity, go ahead, but it's empirically unsound. Yeah.
It's not really a thing. It's a whole spectrum of behaviors.
It's a theoretical spectrum of behaviors. It's an umbrella term for behaviors.
And encompasses several different types.
More than several.
If you call yourself an introvert, you're probably either shy or socially awkward.
And people are, and it depends on the situation too, because we're not all shy or socially awkward in every situation.
Right.
Like, are you shy when you're in the shower by yourself?
Well, if someone else comes into the room, maybe.
No, I mean, but, like, if you're totally alone, like, are you shy? Mm. Like, if you were to have this word of introvert and just, like, as, like, a clinical term, you would have to be, like, someone who
like
never
talks.
Like,
saying it applies to everything.
Yeah, like, you would be, like, mute, basically.
I think she'll accept anything, and I don't think that's that important.
I really hope there's not an introvert question.
What if it was the next one? Okay. This is actually our 200th question, so I'll probably edit in a little like party horn sound here. Yeah.
No, an air horn.
All right. Regardless of whether, and of course it's a pod question, we've had several of these. Regardless of whether or not you smoke marijuana, do you think it should be legalized for adults? 420, blaze it, yo. Yes or no?
Also, medical marijuana? Yo.
Yeah, and this is going to be obviously a hard yes for Freya.
Also, I want to just point out, because I've been looking into this recently, but it actually, medical marijuana actually helps kids, too, who
Does
have
it?
Extreme epilepsy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've heard that it helps epileptic symptoms, yeah.
It's not something where it's like kind of an experimental treatment right now, but there's like some case studies where it hasn't gone away completely, but when you have kids who are having like intense seizures like multiple times a day, it's helped reduce that amount by quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously with adults, it helps with many things, so... It's like, which is funny because in Canada right now we're having a big debate because marijuana is going to be legalized in 2018. Mm. And there's people who are saying that marijuana needs to be distinguished into two separate categories, which is medicinal and recreational, which I think is a good idea.
Yeah, I think there's a gray area for a lot of people there.
Mm.
But I mean, obviously they don't have the kids smoke it.
No, they take pills and there's no burning involved, so that's when you activate the psychoactive component is when it's burned or
there are also low dosages of pills that where you don't get any sort of high effect but you still have the medicinal effects.
Yeah, because it's like people seem to have this notion that like THC is the only active compound in marijuana when there are like plenty of other chemicals that have therapeutic benefits. So there's a whole conversation there. But yes, it should be legalized for adults.
Well, I was
sure.
I was also reading something fairly recently about why there was so much stigma against the plant in the first place, and it's because rope companies didn't want to be put out of business by people making hemp rope.
Oh my god. Oh, I think I read about that too. Yeah. The hemp business. Yeah.
It's kind of how, like, De Beers just decided that diamonds were valuable.
Yeah, and, like, because you can make, like, shirts too. And,
yeah.
Like,
no, hemp has a ton of uses.
Yeah.
They just said, like, oh, well, it produces a drug, so it has to be illegal.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's funny.
I think Freya's going to say yes. She'll probably only accept yes, but I think it's probably only a little important.
Yeah.
And that's our 200th. See, do we have another one? Yeah, we do have another message. Hey, Freya. So far, I have not had that much luck in online dating, although I must admit I don't use this site very often. The first girl who agreed to meet me was another artist who liked organizing shows for painters. I paint, you see. Anyways, I was super excited and really wanted to get to know and share all the things I love in the world, but I guess it was too much too soon. Maybe I should play it cool, like it does not matter. But deep down, I'm kinda a nerd and get excited when girls like me. It does not happen often. Tongue sticking out face. Aw.
I
kinda feel bad for this guy. It's kinda self-deprecating.
That's also something you don't really want to do when you're just messaging someone for the first time.
Yeah. He works in the video game industry, though. I wonder what he does.
Maybe he can be your butt friend!
Should we respond to this guy at all?
No. It's, like, really sad, though.
Yeah, I'm a nerd. I get excited when girls like me, but it doesn't happen often.
But it's there's like, also that, like if there wasn't that, like, emoji afterwards, I would have been like, oh my god, this is really sad. But there is that, so I think...
Yeah, he's sticking, like, the sticking tongue out emoji.
I think...
Is there a name for that, or is it just sticking tongue out emoji?
Google it. I stick my tongue out at you, sir.
Okay, so we're going to browse our matches, get our top three. And we've got a demisexual, queer, pansexual woman.
Oh, who's a BPD warrior. Fuck yeah, I don't feel the stigma.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
BPD stands for borderline personality disorder.
I do really like how she starts with that. Badass in the making.
Because that's usually how I start, too. I'm like, I'm fucking great, and I also have bipolar disorder. Fuck yeah!
Self-proclaimed lost baby fat... baby-faced fat babe.
That's fun. What she's doing for life? Self-love? Girl, I am getting a good vibe from you.
Yeah.
Hold, and you like Nutella? We could hang. Yo.
Trying to better herself as a human being. Yeah, she sounds chill.
Yeah.
And she calls herself a fat girl in her profile.
I ain't feeling that.
Oh, no, I think it's that she's lost a bunch of weight and is proud of it.
Good for you. You
back when my skin was good and I had a good ass.
I think this person is a...
At least a candidate. I think she could be friends with Freya.
But she does say she's an introvert.
Yeah.
Self-care enthusiast, I'll take it.
Yeah, I think for the that positive self-care stuff she says cancels that out. And really, just like, she's using an internet buzzword.
Yeah.
And she's 54% match.
One is a 71% match, who's also free-spirited.
He's a straight man who is vegetarian and, hit me so we can vibe together.
Doing some art on the side, loves cheering people up in metaphysics. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, they would get along famously, I think.
Astrology and tarot. Fun fact, I know how to read tarot cards. Just in case you wanted to know, that fine Freya is like 100% legit and based on real experiences.
He looks strangely familiar to me.
He actually does look familiar to me, too.
Weird. Maybe he's just got one of those faces. But or maybe he's famous.
Or maybe we actually know him in real life.
Well, he's not from this area. He's from the States, so...
Oh, interesting.
I don't think we know him, but he looks really familiar for some reason.
And our last match is a 78%. Lots of tattoos, live and breathe rock and roll.
All right.
Likes adventuring. Doesn't understand online dating. That's cool, because we don't either. At least I don't.
That makes all of us.
He's
just going with it. guitar player. Yeah, I think he's, I think he'd get along with Freya quite well.
Yeah.
Looks a bit granola. Has a pretty bitchin' guitar.
A little bit granola.
Yeah. All of these seemed like pretty cool people.
Yeah.
First
girl wins for me.
Yeah, I think that whole like self-care thing.
If you say you have a mental illness, that to me, I'm just like, let's hug. Come here, like hug it in. We're hugging now.
Yeah, that's happening. I think she's gonna win this week.
Yeah.
Though we did have all three good candidates.
Although we say like it's like a game show.
I mean, like the way I introduce it is, I'm like, you know, the show that turns online dating into a role playing game.
Not a game show, though.
No,
there's a difference.
No, but I think if Freya was to contact a person, it might be that the top one each week, or none. Sometimes, like sometimes, nobody wins because nobody's interesting enough. We'd like to thank our listeners for following the show. You can find us at our website, faculty.ca, FAKVLTY.ca. That has links to our shows on archive.org, iTunes, and YouTube. And there's a bunch of other stuff on there that we've written. It's kind of our think piece forum.
It originally was my think piece forum, and then Mark just kind of came in and was like, hey, I have this cool idea, and I was like, fuck, fine, we'll just host it everywhere on here. Since I already have my own website anyway. Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, you
oh,
were
you
looking
did
up,
come up
you were,
with the
you
name.
Were looking for a name that crossed like metal and
academia. Yeah, no, that's true. Well then, spread the word for us with the hashtag FindFreya. That's FINEFREYJA. Or support us by leaving a nice little review on iTunes.
Yeah, that would really help us out.
Or really just, like, come chat with us. Like, we suck at social... Actually, Mark sucks at social media. I just don't use it that often, but I'm actually pretty damn good at it.
Well, I mean, like, I use one or two bits of social media for myself. So, like, kind of just branching out into others has been kind of tough for me because I don't keep up with a lot as it is.
It's okay. You're old.
Yeah, I'm old, so I have an excuse. What's your excuse?
I don't have. I just said I was good at it. I just don't do it. That's my excuse.
So you're lazy then? Lazy millennials?
Yes, I'm so lazy that I got a master's degree.
Yeah.
Super lazy. So fucking lazy that I oh my god.
Lazy at social media.
Lazy at social media. Not my own, so like I have like 5 Twitter accounts.
Mm.
Yeah,
call how many
me
do
lazy.
You maintain?
3.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a lie. It's 3. It's more like 2.
Yeah, 2 out of 5. That's a failing grade. Sorry. You fail at social media.
You could. Hey, I also have my own Tumblr and my own fucking website to maintain. So, you know what? Fuck off, you fucking cut face bitch.
You funkin'?
Funkin'.
I'm funkin'. Yeah. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Funkin' me up.
All right. I'd also like to thank James Arbalis for his disclaimer at the top of the show. If you want to book him somewhere, you can reach his voice agent, Gemma Crow, at gemma@turnerfilmgroup.com. This has been Find Freya. I'm Mark.
And I'm Funkin' Natasha.
As always, love someone with your funkin' genitals.
No, you're, yeah. Fine. Yes.